Good evening. The date is November 26th, 2012. This is a recording I began working on earlier this month. I was finally able to get it finished up this evening. This recording is similar to one of my earlier recordings. It's similar due to the fact that I consider the topic to be of beginner information. The earlier recording was about energy types and not getting caught up in labels and whatnot. And in respect to that, I decided to list various tips and topics for a beginner's intro, sort of. Some of the more important bits of information that a beginner should take note of and should definitely add to their foundation as they're beginning any type of metaphysical pathway, whether it's energy-oriented, magic-oriented, or any subtext thereof. The very first one that I'd like to start off with is about getting a good base of knowledge. So when entering into the metaphysical realm, depending on what your pathway is, read any aspect of information you come across, whether it might be to the far left or right wing of metaphysical information. I mean, if you're of druidic descent and you read something from like a techno priest, for example, someone who specializes in cyber magic, because expanding your knowledge of it can give you either an edge or at least information about it later on when confronting it or coming across it. Another reason is because it also gives you information or experience into the types of truths that are out there. You may come into the metaphysical realm having an extremely open mind or just a tidbit of an open mind, and it may either open your mind more or give you a bit of a ground to stand on so that way you don't get caught up in various amounts of bullshit. An example on that would be someone coming into it and then getting caught up in a cult-like aspect. So the main advice there would be to read as much information as you can and decide for yourself what you consider to be true to your own personal paradigm. And then from that, develop your own spiritual frame of mind. As I said earlier, if you come into it as with a druidic mindset or just a general magical mindset, you know, read information on different magical studies, magical theories, and then, you know, keep an open mind on the subject. However, if you come across something that's far outside of, you know, of your practice or outside of your own information, then you could keep it in mind, but might not exactly take it to heart. This way, you can kind of develop a base of knowledge for your own spiritual frame, and then make sure it's adaptable, because further down your path, your own base of knowledge, your own spiritual frame, will come into question at times, and you will be pushed to answer those questions, or you will have to question them yourself. And you may have to adapt your own philosophies, or various ones may be pushed over or replaced with new ones. So find a few truths that are definite to you and make them solid columns for your own base. And then after creating a spiritual frame around your base, you can build base techniques under your own personal paradigm. What I mean by that is a paradigm is your own worldview, and your worldview usually stems from your own upbringing, your own tribal mentality being the type of society you were raised in, national, societal, hometown, family, so on and so forth. And then that bleeds over into your own studies, metaphysical, even in school, so on and so forth. And all of this carries on to make your own identity. An example being if you're more of a outdoors, grew up on a farm type, then you would probably go into a more of a druidic concept. However, if you're more of an indoors person who excels with various types of machinery, then you might go towards the cybermancer / technomancer, who tends more towards building constructs, programs, that sort of thing. And your own paradigm would probably shift around various things of that nature and the philosophies that follow. And any techniques that build up around that should stem from things that make you comfortable and that work along with your paradigm, as to not clash with your basic mentality at that point. The next thing are the two most important things to start off with in any given field, whether it be magic or basic energy or any subtext thereof. Even if you're trying to learn something particular, even if it's like astral projection, dream work, divination, anything like that, the two most basic things that you should form under your personal paradigm are meditation and EM, or energy manipulation. With meditation, the goal should be to reach a no-mind or trance-like state, instead of just simply sitting there and being quiet for, 5 to 10 minutes. The focus of it should really be is to silence your internal chatter. And what I mean by that is being able to calm the faculties of the mind, stop thinking for a substantial amount of time, something that's comfortable to you. And it doesn't have to be 5 to 10 minutes at first. I mean, if you can accomplish it for a few seconds at first, I mean, that's something admirable compared to how our society works nowadays. And then build upon that with time. And the main reason for this is because upon a metaphysical pathway, having a silent mind or a trance-like state at that point, it sharpens the will like a sword. And if you can silence the internal chatter, you'll have the entire faculty of the will at your disposal. As an example, if you were trying to focus on a spell or an enchantment, and if you were able to sit down, meditate, and focus, and silence the mind, then after a few minutes of meditating, then if the entire mind was silenced, you would have the entire faculty of the mind to focus on that one spell or one enchantment. And if it were the spell, you could put your entire willpower into the intent behind that spell. Or if it were the enchantment, you could put your entire will into the making of that enchantment, instead of just a slight percentage or a small derivative of your willpower if you were just sitting there focusing while pondering on what happened over the day, a problem, or worrying about bills, school, problems at work, yada, yada, yada. So that's definitely a base technique that needs to be worked on. With energy manipulation, it's a step-by-step process, but it can be accomplished within a short amount of time. The first thing that one needs to do is discover their own core to their energy reservoir, whichever term you're familiar with. What the core is exactly is it's the internal center where your energy flows in and out of and reciprocates throughout the body. Think of it as the heart for your own energy. As in the physical body, blood pumps in and out of your heart. Within your energy body, energy works the same way. It pumps in and out through it, so on and so forth, to simplify it. There are other names for it, but just for simplicity's sake, we'll leave it at this. And as I said, it's been referred to by different things, energy reservoir, core, and you'll come across others as you read, but we'll just leave it at that. To find it, you can use a very varying amount of techniques, but two of the most popular and most effective are visualization or tactile imaging. Depending on what you're stronger with, if you're stronger visually or a visual learner, then I would go with visualization. If you're stronger by sensation, by touch, I'm more of a hands-on type of learner, then I go with tactile imaging. And then in rare cases, I'm not as familiar with this one as I am as visualization or tactile imaging as far as practice goes. You can use various auditory types of learning to discover your core if you're more of a learn by ear type. I will give some explanation on that, but it won't be as good as visualization or tactile imaging. I will be honest on that. To discover one's core visually, you will need to reach a meditative state and visualize your core deep within your lower stomach. And sort of go on an internal journey, going down deeper within your body to find it. Depending on your background, you can use various symbols or things you're comfortable with. For example, if you're of the two ones I'm kind of going with right now, if you're of Druidic descent, you could use an internal journey through a grove to find your core. If you're more of a tech type person, you could use visualize your spiritual body made up technological wise, for example, and going through a visualize your core as a central processing unit, something along those lines. And if you'd like to have an extremely detailed version of finding your core, you can find one on our website, or a complete document on how to do that. With tactile imaging, what that is you would take hold on 1 second. You would take your hand and create a physical sensation on a part of your body, such as like drawing a spiral on the back of your other hand or your arm. That way you can get a physical sensation there, and you keep doing that until you can recreate that with your mental faculties. Practice that on various parts of your body, like maybe draw a circle on bottom of your leg, side of your foot, so on and so forth, and then make sure you can recreate that mentally. Then try to recreate that in your energy body by within your core doing the same type of imaging there, and then after a few tries you would be getting biofeedback or having energy sensations within the core region. As far as auditory, that would involve using energy frequencies or kind of like with astral projection, there are buzzings or buzzing that is made when trying to separate from the body. So while meditating, if you can focus on or have developed enough to focus on various parts of your energy, or use a combination of tactile imaging or visualization with the auditory to locate your core possibly, or locate an aspect of energy, kind of get a sensation of what it feels like, and then generate either a sound that you're comfortable with or a sound that you can apply to it, then utilize that to find your core. Then upon finding your core, then you want to learn how to move your energy. In that case, it's best to align it with breathing. Simple visualizations can be used to move energy up and down through your body. For example, when you breathe in, visualize energy coming in through your nose, down to your core, And then when you breathe out, visualize energy leaving out through your mouth. Usually when you breathe in, take in positive energy, breathe out negative energy. Then after you get a good rhythm of this going on, you can attempt to move energy throughout your body after you kind of feel the flow of how it goes out. If you're using visualization, you can use something that you're comfortable with. If you're more elemental type, you could visualize energy flowing throughout your body as a river. If you're more comfortable in your own physical standard or have something along those lines, you could visualize your energy flowing through your veins as your blood does. If you're more tech, something along those lines, you could visualize it as like a fuel, as an electrical current, something along those lines. If you're more comfortable with the tactile imaging, then use the physical sensations to map out the various parts of your physical body, and then move inward, and then move your energy to those points. For example, if you used a circle, and then you put that on the, say, the bottom of your foot, then get that sensation there, and then focus on moving your energy to that point. Then move it over various parts of your body via whichever sensation you've implemented. Then afterwards, after you've practiced this for enough time, then you can move on to one of the base techniques of any type of energy manipulation, of external energy and manipulation, I mean, and that's forming an energy orb. And to do that, you can, depending on your background, come up with some suitable type of visualization for forming one. For example, you could visualize that you're holding a glass orb in your hands and then fill it full of however you view your energy, fill it form of that. If you're more of a tactile learner, you could move the tactile imaging to your hands to move your energy up to there. Then you could move that sensation outward to coax the energy to move out there, then mold it like so, visualize it like clay, and then kind of fill it forming, so on and so forth. For auditory, use the sound that you've assigned to it to move the energy upward and then outward, and then kind of assign the frequency in between your palms. And then to form it, I would combine a visualization technique for that, such as the glass orb, water flowing outward and then molding or forming into an orb, or molding like clay, so on and so forth. For a more descriptive technique, there are many that can be found online or on our website as well. But to sum meditation and EM up right there, those are definitely the two basic that need to be implemented into your personal paradigm before embarking upon any type of pathway. And usually with EM, getting your core down, learning how to move energy, and forming an energy orb are really the trinity of basic energy manipulation. And what that allows, or what all of this allows you to do is a consolidation of willpower. The pretty much the ultimate goal of this entire tip list, because it's the gateway to being able to do pretty much any aspect of it. Magic, higher level energy manipulation, even astral projection, so on and so forth. Because you can use EM to manipulate and meditation to control aspects of your will. You can maneuver thought into energy, and it leads to programming, which leads to higher level energy manipulation. Then in magic, that focus with meditation allows you to build upon ritual work, and then the energy manipulation allows you to move your thought into spell work, enchantment, so on and so forth. And then if you use constructs in spell work, the same concept works there. Even with specific forms or specific pathways, like say you're just going into divination, for example, meditation reaching a transic state, so that way you could reach a divinatory state. That works hand in hand there. And then being able to surrender the will would work with EM, because depending on how you visualize or scry, depending on, or whichever tool you use to divinate, however the energy lands, energy manipulation comes into play there as well. Astral projection, another example. Meditation to clear the mind. And focus. Energy manipulation to move your energy and let it relax. And then visualization to apply a technique to create separation pressure so you can build the body up for ejection, or build the astral body up for separation or ejection, depending on which term you like. So all in all, I hope this helps anyone who begins embarking on this path. And it's not meant to scare anyone away or anything like that. I just wanted to list and explain a few different points that I thought were critical when coming up on this pathway. And sorry for kind of being long-winded, but just figured I'd get my point across. And that about wraps it up. Well, thanks for listening. And as always, enjoy your stay on the site, and have a good evening.